Hello, and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to review an important pronunciation of the letter T in American English. Americans sometimes pronounce T like a quick and light D. This is known as the tap T, and we find it in words like better, city, and exciting. If you haven't already listened to podcast number 53, I recommend that you do so before listening to this one. Podcast 53 explains how to pronounce the tap T in full detail. In your native language, there's probably only one pronunciation of T. It is simply T. However, this is not the case in American English. There are actually three main pronunciations of T, the tap being one of them. Learning to use the tap is a big part of improving your accent and will also greatly improve your listening skills. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn how and when to use the tap. We're also going to practice this sound in a dialogue. Let's listen to the following sentence. What a beautiful day. Notice that in this sentence, the T's sound more like D's. Again, this is known as the tap. We hear the tap in the word beautiful, and also hear it connecting the words what and a, as will be explained shortly. Let's first review the rules for when we use the tap. Here's the general rule for using the tap. If T comes after a vowel and before an unstressed vowel, we use the tap. Let's explain why, according to the rule, we use the tap in the word beautiful. The first step is to find the stress. Stress is on the first syllable, bu. Listen and hear the long vowel and the higher pitch. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now let's find where the T falls in relation to the stress. In this word, T comes after the vowel sound U and before the unstressed vowel I, and we therefore use the tap. Again, notice how we did not say, what a beautiful day. We didn't say beautiful, we said beautiful. If saying beautiful sounds more like British English to you, you are correct, as the British do not use this tap sound. It's distinctly North American. We also use the tap T in the word what. This is known as the tap across word boundaries. Instead of saying what a beautiful day, we said what a. Our T is a tap. It sounds like a light, quick D. The T in this case follows the rules for using the tap. The T comes after a vowel and before an unstressed vowel, so we use it in this case as well. Americans do this all the time. When you become aware of it and begin to use it, you will sound much more like a native speaker, and what's more, you'll understand Americans much better. So let's practice using the tap in context. We're going to practice a dialogue with lots of taps in it. I'm going to do the dialogue with one of my private students, Natalie Gal. Natalie is originally from Russia. She's one of my most advanced students. And through her hard work and training, she's reached a point where her accent is quite accurate and native sounding. We'll be hearing more from Natalie and how she got to this point in future podcasts. But for now, let's focus on the pronunciation of T as a tap sound in this dialogue. Let's first listen, paying careful attention to the pronunciation of T's.
I love this city.
New York is the greatest.
There are other cities that are better.
I totally disagree.
Name one.
Seattle.
Have you ever visited Seattle?
No, but my friend is dating a native of Seattle. She told me what a beautiful place it was.
I've seen photos of Seattle. It's not so pretty. New York is more exciting.
Now let's practice the dialogue line by line. The first phrase contains the tap in the word city. Please listen and repeat.
I love this city.
The next phrase contains the tap in the word greatest.
New York is the greatest.
The next phrase contains the tap in better. There are other cities that are better. The next phrase contains the tap in totally.
I totally disagree.
Name one.
The next time the tap occurs is in Seattle. Seattle. Next tap word is visited.
Have you ever visited Seattle?
The next words with taps are dating and native. No, but my friend is dating a native of Seattle. Now please continue to listen and repeat the rest of the dialogue, paying careful attention to the tap T's. She told me what a beautiful place it was.
I've seen photos of Seattle. It's not so pretty. New York is more exciting.
Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format. Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd also like to thank all of you who've made donations to this podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.